On Maui, authorities are pleading with the public to be patient, as forensics teams have now been working for about 2 weeks trying to find bodies after the deadly wildfire. 49 of the more than 100 found dead so far have now been identified. But as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, teams are making slow progress due to how hot the fires burned.
Commander Frank Sebastian is leading a federal team of more than 24 pathologists, forensic dentists, and coroners who have mobilized here from around the U.S. to help the overwhelmed Maui County Coroner's Office. It's a huge challenge trying to make IDs when the fire incinerated so much evidence.
In this case, that's a pretty difficult task due to the condition of the remains. When you're dealing with, with burns, you have a lot of destruction of tissue. And it becomes a very painstaking process to kind of reassemble that.
If they're lucky, they have DNA samples to work off or dental records given to the teams by families of those who are unaccounted for. Commander Sebastian sounds stoic and matter-of-fact, but he knows things here are grim.
Those of us that have been involved in this type of response over the years, we've been to Katrina, we've been to other wildfires, but this is a very devastating response.
Now, the majority of the burned area has been searched, but teams are still working through some of the bigger buildings. Not even a few hundred yards from where Sebastian is talking to us in Lahaina, you can see the devastation, twisted down power lines, only the cement elevator shafts left standing from what appears to have been an apartment building.
Just charred remains and rubble from here at least a mile or so down to the sea itself. And it still smells like smoke and ash right here where I'm standing.
We were here since the 8th on the night of the fire. We landed, boots on ground, we were around 2100.
Sergeant Manuel Soco is with a U.S. Army search and extraction team. They've been working more than 14 straight days now. They clear debris in front of the canine units, the dogs that are trained to then go in and search for bodies. Soco is from Maui. His extended family lost their homes, as did several guys on his team. But the work must go on.
We're pretty resilient, high morale. We always support each other.
The boss, Lieutenant Ryan Edgar, who's usually based on Oahu, says Soco is being humble.
Myself and members of the team are experiencing things that you don't typically experience.
This is stressful, and these guys are working in dangerous situations in a place that a lot of them call home. But he says they have a lot of counselors around to talk to while they do this difficult job. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Edgar knows so many fire survivors here are still desperate for some news.
We're here to support the people of Lahaina. The best we can do is help bring closure to them by identifying victims, as many of them as we can.
Maui's police chief this week said that some victims may never be accounted for. That's not surprising to Kurt Hanthorn, who was standing in a long line at the post office in Lahaina, picking up his mail for the first time in 2 weeks.
7 of my friends died in the fires, and I'm sure that'll increase as time goes on. It's hard to process, it's hard to focus on what we need, what I need to do every day. Honestly, I gotta write a note to remind myself to bathe.
Hanthorn is shaken, but also frustrated that some of his neighbors are getting ugly on social media.
Pointing blame, it's the electric company's fault, it's the county's fault, it's Joe Biden's fault, it's everybody's fault. They want an easy answer, and the fact of the matter is I saw it from beginning to end, and it moves so fast, like a blowtorch.
And the recovery here, whether it's searching for loved ones or just removing debris, will be anything but fast. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Maui.